We welcome you to the auspicious and glorious celebration of Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra here in Dallas today. In honor of the occasion, we shall read about the Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri and how it was celebrated by Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 1, The Later Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Text 46. Prathama Vatsare Advaitadi Bhakta Gana Prabhure Dekhiti Kailat Niladri Gamana. The first year after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order of life, all the devotees, headed by Sri Advaita Prabhu, went to see the Lord at Jagannath Puri. After attending the Rath Yatra ceremony at Jagannath Puri, all the devotees remained there for 4 months, greatly enjoying the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by performing kirtan, chanting and dancing. Vidaya samaya prabhu kahila sabare pratyabda asibe sabe gundicha tekibare. At the time of departure, the Lord requested all the devotees, please come here every year to see the Rath Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath's journey to the Gundicha temple. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There is a temple named Gundicha at Sundarachala. Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra are pushed in their 3 carts from the temple in Puri to the Gundicha temple in Sundarachala. In Orissa, this Rath Yatra festival is known as Jagannath's journey to Gundicha, whereas others speak of it as the Rath Yatra festival. The residents of Orissa refer to it as Gundicha Yatra. Who knows who Gundicha is? Gundicha was the wife of King Indradumya. Who knows who King Indradumya is?
King of Orissa, at one point, wasn't he king of Orissa?
Well, he was the king who commissioned the creation of the Jagannath deities, and he inaugurated the worship of Lord Jagannath in Puri. Text 49. Prabhu agyaya bhakta gana pratyabda asiya gundicha dekhiya yana prabhure miliya. Following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees used to visit Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every year. They would see the Gundicha festival at Jagannath Puri and then return home after 4 months. For 20 consecutive years, this meeting took place, and the situation became so intense that the Lord and the devotees could not be happy without meeting one another. Shesha araye rahe dvadasa vatsara krishnera viharalila prabhura antara. The last 12 years were simply devoted to relishing the pastimes of Krishna in separation within the heart of the Lord. Purport. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed the position of the gopis in separation from Krishna. When Krishna left the gopis and went to Mathura, the gopis cried for him the rest of their lives, feeling intense separation from him. This ecstatic feeling of separation was specifically advocated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his actual demonstrations. So the mood of separation from Krishna is central to Lord Chaitanya's observance of Rath Yatra, and it is also central to making spiritual advancement in Krishna consciousness. The basic principle of separation is attachment to Krishna, or a desire for Krishna. If we have no attachment for something, we will not feel separation from it. For example, a pig might relish eating stool. He might feel separation from stool. But we have no attachment for eating stool, so we won't feel separation from it. So when we develop some attachment for Krishna and a desire to revive our eternal relationship with him, then we feel separation. And the feelings of separation become a great impetus to our practice of devotional service. Now, such feelings of separation usually begin with becoming attached to devotees, attached to the spiritual master, and feeling separation from him or them. And the same type of feelings of separation continue as one progresses and starts to develop relationships with the previous acharyas and the six Goswamis and the members of the Panchatattva and ultimately Radha and Krishna and their associates. In the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains how we can develop that desire. The 12th chapter explains different stages or statuses. First best, then if you can't do that. Second best, if you can't do that. Third best, and so on. So first best is to fix one's mind on Krishna, fix one's intelligence in Krishna, and live with Krishna. But in the next verse, Krishna says, if one is unable to fix one's consciousness in Krishna without deviation, one should practice the rules and regulations of bhakti yoga and thus develop a desire for Krishna. So if we properly follow the process of bhakti yoga, we will develop a desire for Krishna. And then we will feel separation. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains what the rules and regulations of bhakti yoga entail. Rising early in the morning, taking bath, attending Mangalarti, worshipping the deity. He mentions collecting flowers for the deities, and all along chanting and hearing about Krishna. So if we follow the process properly, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, as Srila Prabhupada repeatedly mentions in the purport, we will develop a desire, icha, we will develop a desire for Krishna. And that desire will give rise to longing, hankering, to feelings of separation. And those feelings will impel us further in Krishna consciousness. And this mood was continued. Well, naturally, if it was begun by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it would naturally be continued by his followers, the six Goswamis, and their followers. When we went to the first Kumbh Mela with Srila Prabhupada, actually Ardha Kumbh Mela, in Allahabad in 1971, we were very new to India, only 3 months, and we were meeting a lot of different types of people, and we weren't sure how to see them, and so we would ask Srila Prabhupada. So one man came to our camp and he said he is a devotee of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he chants the holy names of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and followed the regulative principles. He seemed to be very close in philosophy and practice to us. So we went to Srila Prabhupada and told him exactly what I told you, and he approved. He said, very good, very good. And then we said, and he told us that he's even seen Krishna. And then Srila Prabhupada said, oh, then he may be bogus. He said, that is not our mood, that I have seen Krishna. Our mood is one of separation, of searching for Krishna. Hey Radhe Vrajadevike Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kutaha. Hey Radhe, O Queen of Vrindavan, Hey Lalita. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, where are you? Are you on the banks of the Jamuna? Are you at Govardhan Hill? In this way, the Goswamis were wandering all over Vrindavan and shouting very loudly, searching for Krishna. So that is our mood. Another related point is we don't aspire to see Krishna alone, but with his associates, and therefore Hey Radhe, Rajadevike Chalalite, Lalita, and all of the companions of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, where are you? There was another similar incident when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was traveling in South India. He came to a place and the local people approached him and told him that there was a very great devotee of Ram nearby and that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur should meet him. And they said that he is he's always chanting the holy name of Ram and he's exhibiting symptoms of ecstasy. And so Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur inquired his relationship with Ram, is it direct or is it through some associate of Ram's, like Sita or Lakshman or Hanuman? And they said, oh no, it's direct. It's direct. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, he may be a pretender because we do not serve Krishna directly even when we go to the abode of Krishna. We serve Krishna under the guidance and supervision of some associate of Krishna according to our mood of service. Of course, there is direct service, but it's under guidance and supervision. And the devotees also, they don't aspire to be in that position of a direct servant. But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudas. He aspired to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis of Vrindavan. And so that is what we are practicing here, being the servant of the servant of the servants of Krishna. Text 52. Nirantara ratri dina viraha unmade hase khande nache gaya parama vishade. In the attitude of separation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared mad both day and night. Sometimes he laughed and sometimes he cried. Sometimes he danced, and sometimes he chanted in great sorrow. At those times, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit Lord Jagannath. Then his feelings exactly corresponded to those of the gopis when they saw Krishna at Kurukshetra after long separation. Krishna had come to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister to visit. purport. When Krishna was performing yajna, sacrifice, at Kurukshetra, he invited all the inhabitants of Vrindavan to come see him. Lord Chaitanya's heart was always filled with separation from Krishna. But as soon as he had the opportunity to visit the Jagannath temple, he became fully absorbed in the thoughts of the gopis who came to see Krishna at Kurukshetra. Rathayatriya Ageyabe Karina Nartana Tahan E Padamatra Kare Gayana. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance before the cart during the festival, he always sang the following two lines. Seta Parananatha Painu Yatalagi Madana Dahane Churigenu. I have gotten the Lord of my life, for whom I was burning in the fire of lusty desires. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10:29-15, it is stated, Kamam krodam bayam sneham aikyam sauradam evacha nityam haro vidad ato yanti tanmayatam hite. The word kama means lusty desire, bhaya means fear, and krodha means anger. If somehow or other one approaches Krishna, his life becomes successful. The gopis approached Krishna with lusty desire. Krishna was a very beautiful boy, and they wanted to meet and enjoy his company. But this lusty desire is different from that of the material world. It appears like mundane lust, but in actuality it is the highest form of attraction to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. He left home and everything else. He could certainly not be induced by any mundane lusty desires. So when he uses the word madana dahane, in the fire of lusty desire, he means that out of pure love for Krishna, he was burning in the fire of separation from Krishna. Whenever he met Jagannath, either in the temple or during the Rath Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to think, now I have gotten the Lord of my life and soul. So, all the scriptures proclaim that the love of the gopis for Krishna is completely pure and spotless, free from any material taint of selfish desire. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of the gopis, says that he is burning in the fire of lusty desires, he really means that he is burning in the fire of separation. Separation from pleasing Krishna. The gopis know that Krishna is pleased by their service more than anyone else's. And because their only goal is to see Krishna happy, they want to serve him, not for their own happiness, but to make Krishna happy. But they express their desire in terms of lust or selfish desires, also to please Krishna. I will give an example that is given by our acharyas, that if a person visits a friend and the friend offers him, "If you're hungry, I can prepare food for you," then the visitor will say, "No, I'm not hungry. Don't take trouble," because that is love. One doesn't want to give trouble to the other person. So he's hungry, but he doesn't say he's hungry. He doesn't admit he's hungry because he doesn't want his host to take trouble to cook for him. So the host will not ask, "Are you hungry?" Because on the platform of pure love, he knows that the other person will say no, because he doesn't want to trouble the host. So the host will say, "Please excuse me, it is my time for cooking an offering for my deity." And then he will cook and offer it to the deity, and then he will offer the remnants to his visitor. In other words, he presents it that it's his own need to cook, or his own desire to cook. So, if the gopis were to say, "Krishna, we know that you want our company and that you are happiest in our company, so we will come and meet you in the middle of the night," or whatever, Krishna will say, "I'm all right. Don't take trouble. I'm all right. You don't need to leave your parents and husbands and children and take so much risk to come out in the middle of the night. I'm all right." So the gopis present it the other way, that we are lusty. You know, we are hungry for your association. So then Krishna will say, "All right." So there are many intricacies in this science. Another point that our acharyas make, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, is that love, when it's kept within the heart, becomes stronger. But when it's expressed through the mouth, it becomes weaker. And this doesn't necessarily apply to us in our relationships with each other on our level. But he gives the example that you have that fire, you have a lamp of love burning within your heart. And he compares the heart to a house. So as long as you keep the flame within the house, it burns bright and strong. But as soon as you place the flame outside the doorway of the house, which is the house is the heart and the doorway to the house is the mouth, As soon as you express the love through your mouth, or in other words, put the flame outside the doorway where it's exposed to wind and rain and other elements, it can waver. Could even be extinguished. So that's another reason why the gopis don't express their love openly, because it grows stronger when it's kept within the heart. So instead they express lustiness, which is not at all there in the material sense, but they keep hidden the pure love. Text 56. Eduya ganena chena dvitiya prahara krishnalana vrajayai ebhava antara. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing this song, Seta Parananatha, especially during the later part of the day. And he would think, let me take Krishna and go back to Vrindavan. This ecstasy was always filling his heart. Purport. Being always absorbed in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same separation from Krishna that Srimati Radharani felt when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. This ecstatic feeling is very helpful in attaining love of God in separation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught everyone that one should not be overly anxious to see the Lord, but should rather feel separation from Him in ecstasy. It is actually better to feel separation from Him than to desire to see Him face to face. When the gopis of Vrindavan, the residents of Gokul, met Krishna at Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse, they wanted to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also felt the same ecstasy as soon as he saw Jagannath in the temple or on the Rath Yatra cart. The gopis of Vrindavan did not like the opulence of Dwarka. They wanted to take Krishna to the village of Vrindavan and enjoy his company in the groves. This desire was also felt by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he danced in ecstasy before the Rath Yatra festival when Lord Jagannath went to Gundicha. So we will also be dancing in ecstasy before the Rath Yatra cart today, so we can think of Lord Chaitanya's moods as he danced before the Rath Yatra cart. Text 57. In that ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited one verse when dancing in front of Lord Jagannath. Almost no one could understand the meaning of that verse. Text 58. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva, under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. Purport. This verse appears in the Padyavali 382 by Srila Rupa Goswami. That's 59. This verse appears to be the hankering between some ordinary boy and girl, but its actual deep meaning was known only to Swarup Damodar. By chance, one year Rupa Goswami was also present there. Although the meaning of the verse was known only to Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, after hearing it from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately composed another verse describing the meaning of the original verse. After composing this verse, Rupa Goswami wrote it on a palm leaf and put it in the roof of the thatched house in which he was living. After composing this verse and putting it on the roof of his house, Srila Rupa Goswami went to bathe in the sea. In the meantime, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his hut to meet him. Text 63. Haridasa Thakura Ara Rupa Sanatana Jagannatha Mandirejna Yanatina Jana. To avoid turmoil, three great personalities, Haridas Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami, and Srila Sanatana Goswami, did not enter the temple of Jagannath. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is still the practice at Jagannath temple not to allow those who to enter who do not strictly follow the Vedic culture known as Hinduism. Srila Haridas Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami, and Srila Sanatana Goswami had had previous intimate connections with Mohammedans. Haridas Thakur had been born in a Mohammedan family, and Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami, having given up their social status in Hindu society, had been appointed ministers in the Mohammedan government. They had even changed their names to Sakara Malik and Dabir Khas. Thus, they had supposedly been expelled from Brahmin society. Consequently, out of humility, they did not enter the temple of Jagannath. Although the personality of Godhead, Jagannath, in his form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally came to see them every day. Similarly, the members of this Krishna consciousness society are sometimes refused entrance into some of the temples in India. We should not feel sorry about this as long as we engage in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna himself associates with devotees who are chanting his holy name, and there is no need to be unhappy over not being able to enter a certain temple. Such dogmatic prohibitions were not approved by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who were thought unfit to enter Jagannath temple were daily visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this indicates that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not approve of the prohibitions. To avoid unnecessary turmoil, however, these great personalities would not enter Jagannath temple. I had some experience of this in this South Indian state of Kerala, a little after Srila Prabhupada left. One of the devotees in Juhu, initiated as Sri Devi, she used to visit the old temple in Juhu before the big temple was opened as a child, and she would see Srila Prabhupada in the temple and get Mahaprasad from his head. So eventually she grew up and took initiation, and she was from Kerala. And so she invited me and some devotees to the temple of Guruvayappan, Guruvayur. Like, pretty much every state has a very prominent deity of Krishna. Like in Orissa, it's Lord Jagannath. In Maharashtra, it's Vitoba or Vitala. And in Karnataka, it would be Udupi, Sri Krishna. And so in Kerala, it is Guruvayappan and Guruvayur. So a group of us traveled to Kerala, and it seemed that everything was arranged in grand style. But when we entered the temple, the non-Indians were refused entry because we were not Hindus. So, you know, she was very upset. So she said, "Well, what can we do? You know, I brought them all the way from Bombay. Now, what can we do?" So the authorities said, "You have to go to a city Calicut." No, I think, yeah, maybe Calicut. And you go to the Arya Samaj there, and they will perform a ceremony and officially convert you to Hindus. So, okay. So our whole group got in two or three cars. There were, you know, a number of us. And we went to Calicut, went to the Arya Samaj. And they knew Hare Krishna devotees very well. So we said, you know, we want to enter the temple, and we need a certificate that we're Hindu, so we need to be officially converted to Hindus. So they said, "We know you very well. We know you people very well. You're more Hindu than we are. So we don't need to do the ceremony. We don't need to do the fire sacrifice. You just pay us the amount and we'll give you the certificate." And there are a few devotees who were not initiated, Karunamayi, who's in Houston now, originating from South Africa. She was Carla. And there were a couple of others who had Western names, so they had to have some, like a Hindu name. Everyone had to have a Hindu name, so we made up some Hindu names for them. And then we all got our certificates, and then we could enter the temple. So gradually many of the temples have relaxed their restrictions. Srila Prabhupada did fight for the right of his devotees to enter the temples. But one of them, which is still holding out, is the Jagannath Temple in Puri. But many who used to restrict entry have now accepted us and allowed us to enter. But Prabhupada, he was very vehement about it, and quite often, if a influential friend visited him, life member, and many of them, you know, were on the boards of trustees of different prominent temples, so he would ask them to take this matter up and get the restriction lifted. Text 64. Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see the Upalabhoga ceremony at the temple of Jagannath. And after seeing this, he used to go visit these three great personalities on his way to his own residence. If one of these three was not present, he would meet the others. That was his regular practice. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the residence of Srila Rupa Goswami, he accidentally saw the palm leaf on the roof, and thus he read the verse composed by him. After reading the verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into an ecstatic mood. When he was in that state, Rupa Goswami came and immediately fell down on the floor like a rod, dandavat. When Rupa Goswami fell down like a rod, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and gave him a slap. A peck. Probably like what we would do, like give someone a slap on the back or something, not a slap on the face. Then, taking him on his lap, he began to speak to him. No one knows the purport of my verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. How could you understand my intention? Saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed various benedictions upon Rupa Goswami. And taking the verse, he later showed it to Swarup Damodar Goswami. Text 71. Swarupe puchena prabhu haya vismite mora manera katarupa janila kemete. Having shown the verse to Swarup Damodar with great wonder, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him how Rupa Goswami could understand the intentions of his mind. Purport. This is Srila Prabhupada speaking. We had the opportunity to receive a similar blessing from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami when we presented an essay at his birthday ceremony. He was so pleased with that essay that he used to call some of his confidential devotees and show it to them. How could we have understood the intentions of Srila Prabhupada? That's our Srila Prabhupada referring to his spiritual master as Srila Prabhupada. Text 72. Srila Sarup Damodar Goswami replied to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "If Rupa Goswami can understand your mind and intentions, he must have your lordship's special benediction." The Lord said, "I was so pleased with Rupa Goswami that I embraced him and bestowed upon him all necessary potencies for preaching the bhakti cult. I accept Srila Rupa Goswami as quite fit to understand the confidential mellows of devotional service. And I recommend that you explain devotional service to him further." Then the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita says, text 75, "I shall describe these incidents elaborately later on. Now I have given only a brief reference." And then he quotes the verse composed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Text 76. Priya soyam Krishna sahachari kurukshetra militas tataham saradha tadidam ubayo sangamasukham tatapyanta kelan madura orali panchajuse manome kalindi pulina vipinayas priyate. This verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani. "My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant. But still, I would like to go to the bank of the Yamuna beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within the forest of Vrindavan." Purport. This verse also appears in the Padyavali 383 by Srila Rupa Goswami. Text 77. "Now, O devotees, please hear a brief explanation of this verse. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking in this way after having seen the Jagannath deity. The subject of his thoughts was Srimati Radharani, who met Krishna in the field of Kurukshetra. Although she met Krishna there, she was nonetheless thinking of him in the following way. She thought of him in the calm and quiet atmosphere of Vrindavan, dressed as a cowherd boy. But at Kurukshetra, he was in a royal dress and was accompanied by elephants, horses, and crowds of men. Thus, the atmosphere was not congenial for their meeting." It's as if we are meeting a dear friend after a long time and we want to have some very confidential talks with the person. Or meeting a spiritual master and want to have very confidential talks. But there are like so many people around and there's so much activity, you can't really fulfill your desire in that atmosphere. So you yearn for that situation where you can have that intimate reciprocation. Text 80. Thus meeting with Krishna and thinking of the Vrindavan atmosphere, Radharani longed for Krishna to take her to Vrindavan again to fulfill her desire in that calm atmosphere. And remember, her desire is really to please Krishna. And she knows that Krishna is not really happy dressed as a royal prince, surrounded by ministers and military and elephants and horses and chariots. She knows that Krishna is really happy in Vrindavan, with the residents of Vrindavan, with her. And so she wants to be with Krishna in Vrindavan, because she knows that will make Krishna happier. Text 81. Ahus chate nalina naba padara vindam yogasvarar ridivin chintyam agada bodai samsara kupa patito taranavalambam deham jusam apimanas yudiyat sadana. The gopi spoke thus: Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that these lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts. Although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. Purport. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10:82-49. So, I will end here. There's more, but because of devotees having to get ready for the procession, we will end now. But I will just repeat the gopi's prayer to Krishna, quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, and when they met Krishna at Kurukshetra, because it is a nice prayer for us to keep in mind. Translation. The gopis spoke thus: Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that those lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Jai Jagannath.